In the morning, in the man and woman, in the morning, in the morning you give, say, you may charity your body to other sentences. How many bodies in the morning you may charity to other sentences is the equivalent number of the sand grains of the Atlantic Ocean. You know, that means number of bodies, see. How many bodies to make charity in the morning? In this chamber one day. Morning, you see. Equal number of the sand grains of the, you know, the Atlantic Ocean. Then at noon, at 12 o'clock at noon, then also you make your body charity. Equal number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. Then in the evening, equal number of the sand grains of the Pacific Atlantic Ocean. that means the body make charity. So like this, one day like this. Then for how many eons? So again here comes 10 million eon, but not just 10 million, but 10 million like that, takti. 10 million like that, you see, the one hand gleam. 10 million eon, but 10 million, 2, 10 million, 2, 3, you know, 10 million like that, you see. A one hand gleam of like that. One hand gleam of 10 million eon. 10 million, one hand gleam of 10 million eon. So American or English, so so see, every day in the morning you make charity your body equal number of the sand grains of the Atlantic Ocean, and then same at noon, in the evening time. So one day like that, so 100 billion, see. 100 billion of 10 million yuan. So by counting 10 million yuan, 1, 10 million yuan, 2, like that, you see, then? Like that, by counting 100 billion. So, you see, I can doesn't stop there. Okay. So, you see, 100 billion of 10 million yuan, like that, how many? 100, so many 100,000 times. You see, so many 100,000 times. So you make your body charity to others. That, and then you listen to Dhammakaya Sutra, you hear the Dhammakaya Sutra, you know, this teaching, and you don't give up, the faith in Dhammakaya Sutra. So, you heard the Dhammakaya Sutra, then you don't give up the Dhammakaya Sutra, means the faith. So this, you know, this one, you collect a numberless great merit. Then, you know, then the previous one, that much charity is done, what is it? For that many number of years. So, having heard Dhammakaya Sutra, and you don't give up, which means faith, then you collect, unimaginable numberless great, so many great merit. This is from this. You see, so much more than the previous one. So previous one is unbelievable charity, you know, how many years, but the merits become smaller. You compare the merit, listen, you heard the Dhammakaya Sutra, and then never give up faith, you see. So this is, no question, if somebody write Dhammakaya Sutra, you know, write, and then you receive, and you memorize, or read, or keeping text in the house, and trying to learn meaning, is giving to others, teaching others, you know, see. Then the merit is far more, see, there's no comparison. Yes, he says. And then, so today, by listening the oral transmission and generating faith and the teaching, the Dharma Council teaching, so you get, so how much merit you get. And so, as is just now explained here, much far more greater, much more than, you make your body charity. You know, each day so many like that, morning, afternoon, evening, and for that many number of eons, as I mentioned before. You know, one hand blinks of 10 million eons, and even that so many, 100,000 times. So the power of the professional teaching of professionalism. So this listening, even just listening, by knowing the importance, you know, the subject of this, you know, realizing to exercise wisdom, you know, realize emptiness. However, understanding the importance and understand the importance and how this is what this emergency, you know, what we need to learn these teachings to realize this wisdom is the emergency. It's a, you know, without delay in a second, we need to exercise wisdom and develop this and cease the defilement and the delusion karma. Otherwise, you know, we will experience suffering or samsara without end. As it didn't have beginning, then it will become endless. So therefore this teaching will become the most precious, unbelievable. By general effect like this, you know, this teaching, unbelievable merit like this. And then, and today, it's a Buddha's special day, descending from Tushita. So then, whatever we do, whatever virtue we collect, you know, it ends. We collect whatever merit, whatever say, virtue collect. It becomes 100. I've forgotten the number. I think by saying so many times now I forgot. One hundred million. So if you do one prostration, 100 million prostration, one light offering, 100 million light offering. So any practice we do today, so like that. So today is listening teachings on the empty, Buddha's teaching on the professional wisdom, Dhammakaya Sutra. So then, how much it increases. Just, you know, even other days, just listening, you see, like that, than today, you know, it increased so much. As I mentioned else in the past, the Buddha Sutra, you know, meeting father and son, Yasajalito, there it says that you practice, you know, the morality, charity, morality, patience, perseverance, you know, concentration, five parameters for 10 eons. That much merit you practice. charity is also not easy. charity, you know, to give up is also not easy. something that you like, you know, to give, you know, and also whatever attached to. Then especially morality, to live pure in morality, possible to take morality vows, so difficult, you know, to have the, how to say, interest, you know, to understand the benefit and to have interest. Then, even one too, you know, say, after a long time, then even one too, finally, but it's difficult to live pure. So even, say, besides year, even, I say, month, weeks, and say, days, it's difficult to live pure. So therefore now here is talking about ten eons, practicing the five parameters, and then listening teachings, the Buddha's teachings on the perfect wisdom. So listening teachings on the perfect wisdom is you collect far more greater than 10 eons you practice five parameters. So today this what is, you know, unbelievable merit. like that. then listening teaching for 10 eons, teachings on emptiness for 10 eons. Then you see, explain the teaching of emptiness to others. so that one has far more great merit than 10 eons listening teaching of emptiness. then now 1 second, like this, you see, 1 second. You know, mind focus on emptiness, meditate on emptiness. It's even like that tradition. So this one had far more greater merit than 10 eons explaining teachings on emptiness to other sentiments. So therefore today, especially today, during sessions, you know, there's many points where one has to think emptiness. So there are many places, you know, where one has to think emptiness. So like that, see. So how much of merit one collects each time is, you know, unexpressible, then especially today. That. So they go to join this one. Thank you. Where this text is recited, place where this text is recited, and all the devas, suras, asuras, human beings, this place, the place becomes the object, also an object, you know, by those all the beings, you see, to make offering, for them to prostrate, you know, make offering, and to circumvent. And like it becomes like stupid. So by using this text, those heavy karmas done in past lives, that which must to be reborn in the lower realm, you know, for many eons, so they get manifest. The way they get purified, so it manifests in this life with some sickness or some catastrophe or some obstacle in this life. Then that finishes all the heavenly karma that has to reincarnate in the lower realm and suffer for, experience those very heavy suffering for, you know, so many eons, so you don't have experience by manifesting into some problem in this life. So the people who are doing pure Dharma practice, you know, strong practice, having a lot of sicknesses or having a lot of obstacles, having a lot of sicknesses, that's an extremely good sign. People are doing, you see, a pure Dharma practice, strong practice, you know, who are renounced. And they have a lot of sicknesses, one after another, like Jane Paul. So that's a very good sign. That means that person with so much heavenly karma collected from within this past life, you know, so much get purified. By manifesting in these sicknesses or these problems, difficulties, in this life. So that person has a very good future. There's a lot of things, a lot of, you know, difficulties now, but has a very good future. Like sun shining, the person's future like sun shining. From happiness, we'll go to enlightenment. This life is a lot of things, these that, many things, you see. In a person who is doing, living pure practice, you know. Strong practice. So, has a very good future. Doesn't have to reincarnate in the lower realms, experience suffering for many eons, go to pure land, or at the time of death, or get a perfect inner birth, and then continue to develop mind power by meeting a properly qualified mind guru. So easier and easier, you know, it's like, and, you know, more success, and go to sooner or later achieve enlightenment. benefit of all sinful things. To be able to perfect, able to offer perfect, to be able to perfect for sinful things. So it's, here it's very positive. It's not negative. It's very positive. it's very positive. It's success. It is not, you know, failure. It's a success. Because you don't have to, you know, those difficulties and things. So you don't have to, you know, many even suffer in the Lord realm. So even the, you know, in the human realm, in the future life, you know, so much suffering. You don't have to do it. Don't have to experience. that's the one to be understood, to be recognized, or to be understood. The problem doesn't mean always negative. it is said that you know, even when you practice bodhicitta, so powerful compassion for others, and even so powerful people. So your past heavenly karmas, you know, which results very heavy suffering for many lifetime, many years. So they get experience in this life, you know, somebody criticizing you. And by manifesting, somebody provoke you, somebody criticize you. So see, your heavenly karma get purified being criticized by somebody. You see, like that. So it's part of benefit of bodhicitta, that power of bodhicitta. So like that. So again, if somebody criticizes, says how you're bad and this and that, not necessarily always bad. So generally, of course, it gives opportunity to practice Dharma for transmission, so it's positive. So that makes positive, you see. Because you can practice, you can use that for for you to achieve enlightenment and to be able to enlighten all certain things. You can use that. So it's also, therefore it's all positive. even from that, by that reason. Then here talking about this sign of power of bodhicitta, you know, pure by the heavenly karma, by experiencing some hurting words or somebody criticizing, putting down you or something.
Image or Yarrow, Hamas, Yasa Rajamas, Sanjay, Mara, Thank you.
to put in the material for the statue, the 500 feet. So the silver, so the silver, Dhammasutra, already done by Asama, that was finished. So my one, writing with gold, 8,000 stanza, because I take care around and write, you know, a little bit, so it takes a long time. So first, my idea is to write the whole present parameter of the poem by myself. but then that, I think that seems not possible. So thinking to ask them, so ask some, maybe some number of monks in the Saraswati monastery in South India. So they send all the handwriting, those who want to write. So make offering to them, you know, every month or every year. So to divide the text between those monasteries, Saraswati, and those who have very good handwriting. So this way, so hopefully the text is ready when the statues up. To put at the heart, you know, so there will be very big, you know, gomba, shrine room in the heart, so to in the shelves to put. So the one that I'm doing, so the one that I'm doing here, is a rainbow, you know, papers. My one, not rainbow, is a red thin paper that the original husband, the scientist, said it took 1 year to analyze it, too long time. So found out one thin paper that proved last 1,000 years. There was a Muslim manuscript, so it was the same paper, and lasted for 1,000 years. So I've been writing on that. But that paper is very thin, so I thought to put a rainbow color within each. So when you pile up, you see rainbow. So to put in the shell, and then around, you know, like this, to my offering to the present time of the teaching, and people come there to prostrate, to rejoice, you know, to say like that. So even though many people put so much effort in the writing. People who benefit or people who write, but then somebody comes along in the in the hall and simply rejoices. All those merit, you know, who benefit or who wrote. So that person who rejoiced didn't write, didn't benefit, you know, the gold, all the papers, but. Didn't write, didn't put all the effort, but he simply came just to rejoice, you know, how much merit they planted, you know, how so much merit they planted. He simply said rejoice. Then that person gets same amount or even more, you know, merit. You see, so the person's mind is, their mind is higher, then get even much more merit than people who do the work. I see. So it's like that. And so and the our Kapan monk here saying he he's one of the first Kapan monk who studied the Tantric college tradition, the pujas, the chantings, and the all the traditional things. Consecration and Mahakala pujas, all those extensive, you know, traditional practice, pujas, extensive concentrations, and send mandala, and also started the constructed mandala, you know, Yamantaka mandala, the taking the Yamantaka construction kapon. So he's one who started that. but also had memorized all these texts by heart. That's about it. In the future, all these texts have been memorized. This is what they did. I was 4 months away in the West, wandering around. Then I came back. These monks were involved studying. They memorized all the texts, extensive consecration and Mahakala prayers, and many other things memorized. They also chanting the plans, exactly everything going that that kind of college, you know, everything so exact the plan symbol, all the whole, you know, the whole package of the whole and mandala, send mandala, all the things for the study within 2 months. to write present part of the text, you know, going for that. I must have mentioned in the past, but I don't remember. So it is mentioned in the Buddha's teaching, the condensed precious qualities. You fill up, in you make a stupa, seven precious jewels stupa you build, containing Buddha's relics. So you fill up the world, you fill up the world with the Buddha stupa, the stupa of the gone to the place. Gone to the place one. So, Buddha stupa. So you fill up the world. How many world? Ten million, but like that, 1,000. So, 10 million, but like that, you know, 1 million, or like that, 1,000. Now this, like that, but you see, like that, equaling number now becomes much more. 10 million, 10 million, you see, like that, 1,000. Then equaling, like that much, you see, equaling the sand grains of the Atlantic Ocean. Equaling the sand grains of Atlantic Ocean. So that many is the world, you completely fill up with the stupa. Complete. So that's unbelievable, you see. So even just this one world, you fill up with the stupa, you know. If you build one stupa, it directs your life towards enlightenment, you know. Unbelievable, the karma gets purified, you see. So, so here, you see, you know, world, 10 million at 1,000, and like that, you see, equivalent number of the descendants of the Atlantic Ocean. So then in the world you fill up with stupa. But stupa made of jewels, same type of jewels. So then all the sentient beings in all those worlds do nothing, only make offering to the stupa. Incense, flower, and in the painting the stupa 3 times a day, offering incense, offering flower 3 times a day. So like that they do for eons, or even more. That much merit now here. If you write the mother present parameters text, Buddha's teaching, you see. Here it says, the guide who is enriched of 10 powers, if you write down the text of the mother present parameter, you see, of the goal of the bliss. So anyway, so Buddha's teaching is the present parameter. If you write down, you see, and keep, and then of respect. If you do that, the merit is unbelievable, far more greater. No comparison to the previous, you build that many stupa made of jewel, but cover the whole world, that many number of worlds, you see, and all those symptoms make offering 3 times a day, you see, for incredible time. And then you see, writing this, like Ha Sutra or Diamond Cut Sutra writing, you see, and keeping of respect. So the previous, all those previous merits, it becomes smaller, very small, and this one is far more greater. unbelievable merit explained. So then, of course, even study, of course, the subject, the present quality, then that's so powerful, merit into correct merit and purification, like that. This is explained. The best preliminary practice is studying the present parameter teachings. That's the highest preliminary practice. And the middle preliminary practice is reciting the 8,000 stanza, reading this 100 times. Then the normal, we do process methodology 12, you see, the no, 9, sorry. I thought 8 is some extra ones. So nine preliminary practices, the process of mentality, these are the lower preliminary practice. So it's very good if one wishes to collect merit, also to write, it's extremely powerful. So more merit, and so that the easy to have realization, and also easy to do extensive works for benefit for other sentient beings, success, and as well as the service for teaching of Buddha. So like that. able to complete the statue on the Mathiya Buddha found. So the lot of merit, so therefore those ideas to start earlier. then they do all the past, but so that is correct, my three time as correct fathers. Then I said, may the wisdom realize in this. I said, maybe well, us here and sentient beings realize, you know, emptiness as good as possible. And those who have realized already, may the Buddha be not dedicated like that. Tonya Tawa Rinpo Che Ma Che Pa Nam Che Jo Che Che Wa Nyam Pa Me Pa Ma Me Kong Do Hong De Wa Ra Yin Jo. Chanchu Sinto Rinpo Che Ma Che Pa Nam Che Jo Che Che Wa Nyam Pa Me Pa Quickly actualize the wisdom directly, preceding emptiness in this very lifetime. And with the Bodhicitta, with the support of Bodhicitta, sees all the departments in achieving enlightenment as quick as possible. One step to achieving enlightenment as quick as possible, then may I able to cause, to generate, as it to cause, to actualize wisdom directly, preceding emptiness in the mind of all the symptoms. May I able to cause. As quick as possible, and then seize all the departments, and you know, and say, yeah, and bring them to enlightenment. Just dedicate about merit of the listening, the giving, the listening, or transmission of the Dhamma Sutra. The Buddha's most precious teaching. Should have people back long time ago.
Three rounds. And